Monster Movie Media presents.
Welcome to Creepy Kingdom, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II, and welcome to the 31 Creepy Days of Halloween. Every day this October, Creepy Kingdom will be releasing a brand new episode counting down to Halloween. 26 mini-episodes, 5 full-length regular ones are coming your way. You can follow along at home by going to creepykingdom.com. On today's episode, Congo Rilla from the Soiled Restroom Cinema podcast comes on the show to help me take a closer look at the 1952 classic Donald Duck short film, Trick or Treat.
Trick or treat for Halloween. Better give a treat that's good to eat if you want to keep life serene. Trick or treat, trick or treat, trick or treat, trick or treat, trick or treat. The whole night through, little scalawags with fiendish gags can make it tough on you. So when ghosts and goblins by the score ring the bell on your front door, better not be stingy or your nightmares will come true.
Okay, I'm here with Congo Rilla. Hello.
Hi. How's everybody doing? How are you doing?
Oh, we're all great.
Yeah, I don't know. The listeners.
On behalf of the listeners, they're doing fine. Because they're tuned into this great episode that they're about to hear. But before we jump into that, I want to welcome you back on to Creepy Kingdom. This is your second appearance.
Ooh. Thanks for having me back.
Yes, you're very welcome, and a very controversial episode as you were on, as we reviewed Escape from Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Really had a lot of extreme reactions listeners had to that.
Really?
Well, just people either love it or hate it, so it's people either took your side or my side. It's pretty much so what's going on there.
Yeah.
Which I don't...
I guess you can't have middle ground for that kind of a movie.
No, that's all good. So, this is slightly less controversial today.
Just a tad.
But to keep on with the 31 Creepy Days of Halloween series that we've been doing, I decided to ask Congo on to review this classic Disney short film, Trick or Treat. And I asked Congo because you had expressed to me prior to even doing this that when I played a clip of this in one of the episodes of Creepy Kingdom, that you said you kind of like freaked out a little bit because you love that cartoon so much.
Yeah.
So.
And when I hear that song, I'm just like, yay!
So,
I just start singing it.
Right.
But I only know part of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you just really need to know the main part. So I had to have you back on to do this, and so we're here. So let's get the party started. We're actually going to do a good old-fashioned Creepy Kingdom review of Trick or Treat. So the synopsis here is, it is a 1952 animated short produced by Walt Disney Productions. The cartoon takes place on Halloween night, follows a series of pranks between Donald Duck and his nephews with Witch Hazel. So let's get into it. The film opens up with the song Trick or Treat for Halloween, the lyrics of which tell the film's moral. One must be generous on Halloween or face trouble. One Halloween night, Witch Hazel observes Huey, Dewey, and Louie trick-or-treating. When the trio go to their Uncle Donald's house, Donald pranks the boys by giving them firecrackers instead of candy and dumping a bucket of water on their heads. Afterwards,
that's hilarious.
Afterwards, Hazel finds the boys and tries to encourage them. When she discovers that they believe in witches, she decides to help them. So before we move on there, let's take a step back of what has transpired in the story so far. You know, we have the opening song, which you love can't get stuck out of your head. That was, I thought that was a pretty strong opening of the cartoon. What do you think?
Yeah. I just put this whole cartoon on my iPod. Just
so you could just listen.
Yeah. And I was like, I need more than this song. I need this whole cartoon.
It's very interesting, the dynamic between Donald and his nephews. Because I was thinking about this before, and I love Donald in other environments, particularly when he's with Mickey or whatever, where he's kind of, he's kind of like a brat, and he wants the attention on him, and he kind of feels like the underdog a little bit.
Yeah.
So his like freakouts are a little more endearing. But whenever he's with his nephews, he seems to like want to. It's this like sadistic vendetta against his nephews for some reason.
Well, when this starts and they're like walking up trick or treating, it just really occurred to me. I was like, where are their parents? You know?
Yeah, who?
Like, Donald. Yeah, they didn't start off at Donald's house.
On top of that, that's the even deeper question because they're Donald's nephews. But who's Donald's brother or sister that is
Yeah. Where are they? I don't know. It's just like you see them trick-or-treating and it just made me think of it. It was weird.
That was a different time. Kids went out trick-or-treating by themselves back then.
But yeah, because it's like my favorite is the one with Donald Duck and he's with the bear Humphrey.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the Yellowstone bear. I don't know what it is. I love that bear.
So, yeah, no, I mean, I genuinely love Donald. I think he's a great character. I love seeing him flip out and freak out. But he's very, very evil in this.
Yeah.
Right? For no reason.
Yeah, firecrackers.
Yeah. So.
That is extreme.
But even during the song, I thought it was something that I made a note of. I thought was kind of funny. Witch Hazel's flying around, and she's having a great time. And then she comes across a pumpkin that's smiling, and for some reason that scares her off of her broom. I don't know. I thought that was pretty wacky.
I thought it was weird. It's her name is Witch Hazel, and June Foray does her voice. Because in Looney Tunes, there's June Foray does the voice of a Witch Hazel for them. It's weird.
Hmm. A little bit more of a quinky dink there, huh?
Yeah. Same voice actress? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's her fault.
I mean, it's funny.
I'm just kidding.
No, I didn't know that, but I'm not surprised because her voice as a witch sounds extremely familiar. Like, as soon as you hear it, you're like, you feel like you know it already. So that's probably why. Probably heard it in Looney Tunes. But yeah, putting firecrackers in the bag, I thought that was pretty mean.
It sounds even worse when you read it. Because when you watch it, it's like a cartoon. But when you read it, it's like, whoa.
Right, yeah.
Donald has some issues.
And then just to make sure that there is no fire, he has a bucket set up, like all set up ready to go, where he just pulls a rope in and water splashes all over.
I'm surprised he doesn't like plug something in and then throw it in the puddle.
Right, right. That was the next step. Yeah, that seems like a Tom and Jerry move.
They hadn't got away.
Oh, boy. So, are you ready to move on back on with the story?
Yes.
All right, so.
I'm going to try to read this shiz.
Okay.
Hazel at first goes to Donald's house to ask him for treats for the boys herself, but Donald pranks her as well with a bucket of water, not believing she is a real witch. He also pulls on her nose, which is very rude.
Yes.
Later, in a scene playing homage to Shakespeare's Macbeth, Hazel and the nephews concoct a magic potion, adding somewhat more whimsical ingredients than the three witches in Macbeth. After testing the potion, and this is, like, one of my favorite parts, because when she tests it, she, like, gets all puffed out and, like, zips all over the place, and then she tells the nephews, she's like, kids, this stuff is loaded.
Yeah, she says loaded, which is pretty funny.
That made me laugh. After testing the potion, Hazel fills an insecticide duster, similar in appearance to a flick gun, and returns to Donald's house.
So, yeah. We skipped. Actually, I just realized we skipped over another great part of this cartoon. Okay. When the witch first discovers the boys.
Oh, bless their little black hearts.
Says, bless your little black hearts. I thought that was a great line. But back to this. So this
good old Disney.
Yep. So now they're getting the potion together. I was gonna make a note of that. I thought that was pretty funny when she says it's loaded, because you can't really understand what she's saying. I guess it sounds like there's like just gargling or something somehow.
Oh, I potion understand.
You understood. You did every time.
There are other parts. I'm like, what did she say? But that part, I totally got.
Yeah. So you were telling me before that you used to watch this a lot as a child. How did you interpret this as a young child, like this part?
It was just, I don't know. I just remember being really scared by this cartoon. And really? Now that I'm older, I can still kind of, I'm like, still kind of parts, I'm like, that's kind of creepy.
Brought up some bad memories. So was there a scary part here during this part?
Yeah. Did she use an insecticide duster on his feet?
Oh, well, she gets to that. Yeah, we didn't go back yet. But yeah, she does do that. She does a lot of scary stuff. Now I could see, we start taking this literally, but don't you think he deserved all the bad stuff that is coming his way?
That's so weird. Cause it's like, I always feel bad for Donald and
even
he's always
one.
A jerk. Yeah. He's always a jerk. So he always has it coming. I don't know why I always feel bad for him.
Let's face it, you're sympathetic to jerks. We've covered that in Escape from Tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's even worse, because that guy was like a borderline pedophile. Oh, man, I got some problems. I need to figure this out before I go on another date. Right. No es bueno, guys.
Right. Well, we're not going to be able to, figure that out before this episode's over, but...
We can't.
Unfortunately, no. We'll do that another episode, so...
What's wrong with Rilla? Yeah, episode 28.
Yeah. That'll be a whole other podcast we'll do for you.
Yay!
All right, so let's see where the story goes. It goes back to Donald's house, and before I read this next part, I did have a note. They see Donald, like, he's in his cupboard, and he's just having a great old time eating fruit. It was really goofy and weird. Like,
I know, I totally want in that cupboard. Like, when I was a little kid, I was like, yeah. No wonder Donald's probably because Donald's greedy, and I'm like, no wonder he doesn't want to share all that good stuff. I wouldn't either. That was greedy as a kid.
Right.
So you learned. I wonder if that's what it is.
Yeah. He sympathized with being selfish.
Yeah, maybe I'm kind of like you, because I'm like, forget about the nephews. Who cares about them?
Yeah. Right. But why was, like, his great stash, like, fruit? Why wouldn't it be, like, yeah. Halloween candy?
I'd be so mad if I, like, went trick-or-treating and someone gave me a banana.
And as the rest
throw
of
that at the car.
Right. I mean, as the rest of the cartoon goes, they're trying to get into this cover to get this collection of fruit. Like,
yeah, they want the fruit. And graham crackers, probably. That's probably the other stuff that's in there.
Right. Some canned spinach, like, was in there.
But it's all bright colors, so.
Right. Who knows what it
looks
is.
Looks like an extravaganza.
Yeah.
A cornucopia of food. So. I don't know.
I guess that's why they want it.
I get it.
All right. So when Donald sees the potion magically bring inanimate objects to life, he immediately gives in and agrees to treat his nephews. However, when Hazel refers to him as a pushover, he changes his mind. Donald locks the pantry, swallows the key. Hazel then uses the potion on Donald's feet and commands them to kick the key out. And it's funny because describing it instead of watching it, this sounds really twisted and weird. And it didn't really come off that way in the cartoon.
Yeah, it's hilarious. This cartoon's great.
Oh, man.
I love that part when Donald's like, huh? Like, when she calls Bush over, Donald's like, what did you say?
Right, he's like, oh, no.
Oh, so funny.
Yeah, Donald's not going for that. When the key is kicked out, Donald throws it under the pantry door. Hazel sprays Donald's feet again and orders them to smash the door down with Donald. After a couple of unsuccessful attempts, Donald finally breaks down the pantry door and is left unconscious on the floor. So during this is the trick-or-treat song comes back. And how does it go there? You were singing it before, but it was talking... All these things were changing because of the potion that she...
Oh, yeah. I forget the pumpkin part, but it goes, Every post is a ghost.
Of course, they recognize
that. You have a witch's brew.
Well, the smiling pumpkin is now evil. That happens. And floating. Something else that happens that I've noticing is a recurring theme in early Disney films. He says that your house will be painted green, which on surface makes no sense. But I've noticed that whenever a recurring theme in early Disney films, whenever you want to show something is bad, it's always green. And so I don't know if that was just like the cardinal rule in the animation studio, like on the wall, like if it's bad, it's green, you know, because they always did that. I don't know the symbolism of that at all, but I just had to point that out, that the green showed up as a something bad in this film.
It's weird. Yeah, because the good things would be like a blue.
Yeah, I mean, it's really bizarre. I think you should probably do a whole episode on that, just like why green is bad in the Disney universe. But yeah, I mean, overall, like as twisted and weird as this segment sounds, it actually is quite comical. I thought.
Yeah, because the ghost, like the fence posts, turn into ghosts, like the song says, and they're—I don't know—they're so cute. They like ruffle Donald's feathers, ba-dum bum.
Yo. That's why I have you on for these great puns.
They really do, though. Like, one of them, like, rubs the top of Donald's head, and it's so cute. I was like, I love the ghosts.
And the last move that the witch does to get the key out of his body that he has swallowed was force his tail into the fireplace. Which is a little burn, but, you know, I thought that was pretty sadistic there.
You know? Yeah, I don't know why. It's like when she, like, after the first couple of attempts don't work to break down the door, she's like, she says, take a longer start. And she goes, she's like, screams about a mile or two. And he just starts, his feet make him run out of the house.
Yeah.
And he runs out into the middle of like a field. I don't know. That part is still kind of really dark to me, even as an adult. I don't know why.
They were twisted back then, man. They were
such a wuss. Like, I'm so brave now with things, like, when I watch it for the first time now that I'm an adult. But, like, this stuff that I watched when I was a kid, because all these Disney cartoons would scare me. I'm such a wussy. And now that I'm adult, I can't get over it. I don't know what.
It triggers those memories, you know? You got to face your fears, you know? You have to tackle the demons and trick-or-treat short.
Donald Duck cartoon. Yeah.
All right.
Problems I have.
Why don't you take us out here with our plot here?
In the end, Huey, Dewey, and Louie collect their treats and Hazel departs. A final shot shows an enchanted jack-o'-lantern suddenly pop onto the screen saying boo to the viewers before smiling.
Now, did that scare you as a child?
No. Because that's when the song's playing.
Oh, okay.
And that's how the song finishes with the pumpkin. So it's like, that's kind of happy.
All right, so you love the song so much that that was fine. So that wasn't startling to you. So yeah, this is a great short film. For some reason, it keeps being released on the Black Cauldron DVD releases.
Oh, nice!
It's got nothing to do with the Black Cauldron at all.
Oh, I thought that was just a name for like a DVD of assorted cartoons. Never mind.
No. The film, The Black Cauldron.
Yeah. It's weird. I got that movie. I wonder if it's on there.
It should be, because I was looking up the releases, and that's basically where it's been released on DVD as a bonus feature, I guess, because Black Cauldron's pretty dark and scary, so they're just like, hey, let's, why not?
That's not even a good movie.
Well, that's debatable, and that's another topic. I think it's a great movie.
They're so much better. And you know, like we were saying before, in my head, I'm like, it should be released with a Ichabod Crane cartoon.
That would make more sense if it was on that one, but I don't know. They throw it on the Black Cauldron one.
Yeah, it deserves better than the Black Cauldron. Ugh, that's insulting to this cartoon or film.
Wow, Black Cauldron hater over here.
Oh, well, come on.
I think it's a great movie. But anyways, we're not talking about Black Cauldron. We're talking about
Snow Little Mermaid.
Wow. No, it's not a Little Mermaid, even though they were made very similar time frame. Anyways, so that's Trick or Treat. Do you have any other memories of or thoughts on it before we close out?
It's just this really. I have two older sisters and one older brother. Mm-hmm. So now, after watching this cartoon, I gotta like call all three of them and leave voicemail singing various parts of this cartoon.
Well, I wish that could be part of the show.
but only yeah. I can put it on Twitter.
Right. But
they'll totally call me back. Right. To the rest of the song.
Yeah, if only we planned this out more, we could have had live calls. You could have called your siblings, sang the songs, but everyone's just going to have to pretend that you did that. So you are on a podcast. You are a podcaster.
Yep, for Soiled Restroom Cinema.
And
it's signalsoffury.com. But right. The podcast is called Soiled Restroom Cinema.
And in case people aren't familiar, what's your show about?
We watch movies. We review the movies on Netflix that you've never heard of that you think might look really cool. You know, you're scrolling through the genres and you see something with like a knight, like a sword and knight's tale kind of a thing with a dragon on it. And you'll be like, oh, this looks really cool. But then you watch it and there's no dragon. Yeah, we watch those movies. So if you're ever scrolling through Netflix and you ever see one that you think might only exist for Redbox, you should check our podcast first and be like, let me see if these mofos already watched this movie to let me know it's crappy.
And you probably have. You guys really watch a lot of horrible films.
Oh, boy, do we ever.
And I...
You're so lucky. I'm so jealous of you. I wish I had just a Disney podcast. You have no idea.
And I was on an episode helping you guys review a film. The film that I helped you guys review was Jack the Reaper.
Yep, 2011.
Which, that was a wild ride trying to keep up with you guys on that show.
We're a tough crowd sometimes. Yes. Honor Night could be a little bit more welcoming. Us two ladies are awesome, though.
Yeah.
He's kind of questionable.
So you can find your show at signalsoffury.com, right?
Yep.
Excellent.
Yep, and we're on iTunes and Stitcher and all that.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming back on. I'll definitely have you back on to review other films on a full episode.
Thank you so much, and I hope so. I need a break every once in a while from Jack the Reaper type stuff.
Will do. All right. Happy Halloween.
Ooh.